has eaten away at the once organic bond between what we do and why we do it. What once felt like a natural extension of will now arrives as a sterile sequence of operations, provoking no inner resonance. Activity is stripped of its flesh and blood, rendered abstract, and in that abstraction, alienated. The raw bodily tension of effort is replaced by strings of commands, drained of cause and effect, as though an invisible vortex swirls between intention and result, swallowing meaning whole. In this hazy terrain, time itself slips away. The past no longer matters, the future withdraws, promising nothing firm. All that remains is a restless present, unstable and impossible to hold on to. A historical vacuum emerges, not unlike the twilight of the Roman Empire, when institutions and rituals still stood but their spirit had long since fled. Power's wheels still turned, traditions went through the motions, but the animating spark was gone. So what is now? Modernization remains a buzzword. Economic dials continue to flicker. But history itself has gone flat, collapsing into a stagnant present without trajectory. Within this suspension, chaos ceases to be a poetic metaphor. It becomes palpable, like a shadow crawling across the wall. As shared meaning fades, society teeters between sudden eruptions of violence and the slow rot of disconnection. This blurring of reality does not liberate. It leaves us exposed. It clears the ground for new forms of domination. Algorithmic oversight, dominance by fear, power through predictability. Dystopia is no longer a genre. It has slipped into casual conversation, an instinctual shorthand for the times we live in. And so the task before us is not to produce yet another master plan or architectural blueprint of the future. What we need is the patience to understand what is falling apart and the attentiveness to glimpse what might be sprouting through the cracks. This book does not claim to hand over a universal formula, nor does it attempt to engineer a new grand design. Instead, it offers itself as a philosophical compass in the fog of uncertainty, an instrument for an orienting toward possible paths where local, independent, experimental forms of life might take root. It is not a single project, but a constellation of attempts, each grounded in its own setting, yet all driven by the same impulse, to free ourselves from the hollow drift into which our present is dissolving. Chapter 1. What is capitalism? The anatomy of the system. Capitalism does not arrive as a heap of random features, but as a rigid and coherent machine in which every cog and wheel strengthens the whole. Its anatomy cannot be described in purely economic terms. It seeps into ways of living, habits of thought, and even the architecture of desire. Founded on private property, most importantly, property in the means of production, it translates control over material resources into the keys of power. Possession stops being a tool and becomes the very point of existence. Capital is not a thing, it is a process. Not a pile of coins, but a current that must swell as it moves. Once set in motion, value is obligated to grow. This is its only justification. Anything that fails to expand is cast aside like an atrophied organ. Money invested in labor, raw materials, and logistics must return in greater quantity. And in this multiplication lies the secret heartbeat of the system. The compulsion to expand without end. The goal is never the product, never utility, never the satisfaction of human need. It is the surplus between investment and return. Production bows to profit, and profit bows to the law of endless growth. The market, in this order, takes on the role of supreme judge. It is presented as neutral, even natural, as though it were the product of invisible laws woven into the cosmos. In truth, it is a delicate machine designed to decide what may exist and what must vanish. Its logic is impartial, which is why it is cruel. What cannot be sold does not deserve to exist. What does not bring profit dissolves into nothing. Thus emerges not just an economy, but a whole world in which value, measured in money, becomes the universal yardstick,